of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. Felt it from the first.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment Oscar special right here on KPHX 1480 AM. I am Joseph J. Erdo, setting the mood for you with City of Stars from La La Land. So much fun. Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone from right here in the Valley. Like I said, check out the Valley Youth Theater if you wanted to check out party with her friends and family. Of course, they're going to be having a big to-do. And we're going to continue the party with a comedian, Dylan Brody, joining us on the phone right now. Dylan, how are you doing this morning?
Hello, Joseph. It does not get much better than being me.
It doesn't.
I am having a most wonderful kind of a 2017, despite the really horrific political landscape which we all must now traverse.
I know. Well, you know, that's what we were just talking about with our other guest, is that even tomorrow night's Oscars, people are afraid to tune in because of all of the politics and whatnot.
How long do you think it will be before someone on the alt-right begins using the award season term seat fillers as a homophobic slur?
I have no idea.
I expect we will have some rousing resistance speeches tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, and tell us, first of all, tell us, Dylan, a little bit about yourself. And you've written for some really exciting comedians.
I have, although I hate to disappoint someone in an interview, but I find my own career far more interesting than the careers of those for whom I have written.
Well, because you're the writer.
That's true. I wrote for Jay Leno when he first started doing the Monday Night Tonight shows before he took over full time.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's a story that is perfect actually for progressive radio. He had a manager named Helen Kushnick. And I was writing jokes. Every week I would come up with 50 to 100 jokes based on the Sunday newspaper and fax them in for Monday morning for his monologue that night. And after several months of this, I guess, I got a message on my answering machine. You remember answering machines? and it was someone from, I think it was Helen herself, saying, Dylan, if you're gonna attack the right, would you please attack the left equally? Because we want to do a balanced monologue. And I wrangled, and I called in, and I said, Helen, I can't. It would break my heart if I wrote, 25 jokes attacking the right and 25 jokes attacking the left, and you used really powerful jokes attacking the left that I had written, and suddenly I'm supporting ideas that I don't agree with. Why don't you buy jokes from me and buy jokes from Jeff Wayne, and you'll have a balanced monologue? And she said, you know what, why don't you just, if you can't do it the way we want to do it, just stop submitting. So I was a little bit sad, but, I stood on principle and it was fine. And this is going to date me. This will tell you exactly when this was and how old I am. I don't know if you are old enough to remember that Ross Perot ran for president,
mm-hmm.
and then dropped out of the race, and then 2 months later dropped back into the race.
Yes.
And he doesn't remember.
No, I remember. I was alive.
This phone call with Helen happened just as he had dropped out of the race. And he got back into the race, and I got a phone call from someone else at the office saying, hey, I know we told you to stop submitting, but can we buy every joke you've ever sent us about Ross Perot? And so six weeks after they had just broken my spirit by firing me for a freelance spec job.
Yeah.
They bought about $1,400 worth of jokes from me in one check. There was one joke I was using on stage that I said they couldn't have, but the rest I just sold them outright.
Oh, that's nice.
It was a wonderful job for my career at that moment. And then I wrote for Joan Rivers. Mm-hmm. Long before that, I wrote for Joan Rivers on a terrible deal. And then I had the opportunity to write a sketch for Robin Williams that you can hear at my website somewhere, I think. For the David Feldman show, he came to perform. And David had us write sketches, and then he privately sat with Robin to go through them. And mine was the first one Robin wanted to do. It was the Oscars, actually. It was the year that the person directing the Oscars was abruptly fired for homophobic nonsense.
Oh, wow.
They had to bring in someone else. So I wrote a sketch in which Robin, as William Shakespeare, was being interviewed by Tom Chirac, the head of the Academy, for the job. And I wrote Robin in iambic pentameter. And then Rick Overton, I don't know if you know who he is, a wonderful comic and voiceover actor, and actor in general, played Tom Chirac, and it was introduced by Paul Dooley, the wonderful old Paul Dooley. And Robin just nailed this thing. I said, you can feel free to improvise if you want. And he said, are you kidding? The writing here is brilliant. Like, oh, I'm going to live on that for the next year. Robin Williams telling me the writing is brilliant. And then later he accused me of having a hairier-than-thou attitude. Well, I am a very hairy man. I lost about 30 pounds recently because I got up one morning and I looked in the mirror and it looked as though I was wearing the front piece of a gorilla costume.
Well, you know, and I want to mention that, you know, writers often don't get enough credit. And, you know, I know you do a lot of your own onstage stuff now as well. But, I mean, it's just, the stories come from your own life and whatnot and your own mind. And I want to say that when I was researching you and watching some of your material, my mom, I was showing her some of one of your YouTube clips, and you were talking about your mom.
Yeah.
And my mom did not find it humorous at all. She says, that's not funny because that's how I feel. She says, that's real. That's me.
Was this by any chance Copernicus?
Yes. Yes, it was.
That's hilarious. Yeah. My mom loves that piece. I have had a difficult relationship with my mother for many years. It's starting to make a little more sense now. But at one point I had to say to my mother, stop asking my wife when we are going to have kids. We are not going to have kids because I do not like children. And my mother said, oh, you get that from me. we've had a rocky, tumultuous relationship. And I used to say really mean things about her when I was 17 and 18 and working the improv in New York. And I had some jokes about her that were genuinely mean. And as I started in adulthood to really make peace with who she is and the idea that she will always be who she is, and that's allowed, I began creating this mother character to deal with on stage. And I said in an interview that she's really become my Gracie Allen. And I have both my actual mother and then this introjected Gracie Allen mother who I can make as ditzy and self-involved as I want without actually hurting a person. And once my actual mother was able to see that what I was creating was a foil for my onstage intellect, she was totally able to get on board with it. But it remains difficult. You know, there was one point my grandmother, my mother's mother, had Alzheimer's, and my mother came to me and said, you have to tell me when I start to show symptoms so that I will know when it's time to take my own life. And I said, Mom, we just had this conversation 20 minutes ago. I haven't always been the kindest man to my mother, but I'm growing up and learning.
That's great. Well, Dylan, you know, we're running short on time, but we've got to have you back on the show again.
I would love to.
When Dave Isaac's not here, he's on location. Well, he's actually going to be joining us in just a few minutes in our next segment from the Sedona International Film Festival. And I think that he would just have a great time talking with you. So we're going to have to invite you back on the show, Dylan Brody. Before we let you go, where can we find
my latest special, Dylan Brody's Driving Hollywood, at nextupcomedy.com. And if you want to use my special discount code BESTMEDICINE, you can get an extra, beyond your first month free trial, you can get 3 months at a huge discount. BESTMEDICINE, all one word. And go to DylanBrody'sDrivingHollywood.com if you're interested in investing, sponsoring, or contributing to the international tour of the show coming up this spring.
Oh, well, we really hope you show up here in Phoenix. And if you do, please let us know. We'd love to have you here in studio at KPHX.
I would love to come by. Thanks so much for having me, man.
Well, thank you, Dylan. Dylan Brody, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And here's to the ones who dream. Emma Stone. This is another song that's nominated for Best Original Song at tomorrow night's Academy Awards ceremony. I'm going to be watching it. Tune in. I can't wait. I think I'm going to be over at Eric's house. He's going to have a party.
No.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm not invited. 602-252-1480 if you'd like to invite me to come over to your house party for the Oscars. And in just a few minutes, we've got Dave Isaac joining us from the Sedona International Film Festival. We'll be right back.